Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Avery Hart here. And welcome back to Daily Detachment. Today, we're diving into something super important, especially in a world that's constantly telling us to be more, do more, achieve more. We're talking about self-acceptance. Not the love yourself unconditionally kind, though that's important too. I mean the real, nitty-gritty, accepting your flaws and all kind of self-acceptance. Because let's face it, life throws a lot at us, curveballs, setbacks, moments where we feel like we're completely off track. And in those moments, you know what's your best friend? Accepting who you are right now, even when things aren't perfect. Now, I get it. Self-acceptance can sound a little mushy or even counterintuitive. You might think, Avery, shouldn't I be striving for improvement? Shouldn't I want to change the things I don't like about myself? And you absolutely should. Growth is fantastic. But here's the thing. Constantly criticizing yourself, chasing some idealized version of who you should be, it can actually hold you back. It creates this constant pressure, this feeling of never being good enough. Think about it like this. Imagine you're learning to play the guitar. You start out strumming a few basic chords, and maybe it sounds a little rough around the edges. But if you focus only on those imperfections, constantly berating yourself for not playing perfectly, do you think you'd actually enjoy the process? Probably not. But if you embrace that beginner stage, celebrate the small victories, like nailing a chord or remembering the strum pattern, you'll find the whole journey more rewarding. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you practice self-acceptance today. 1. Reframe your inner critic. That little voice in your head that's constantly judging you? Yeah, it needs a serious makeover. Instead of saying things like, I'm not good enough, or, I always mess things up, try reframing those thoughts into something more compassionate and realistic. I'm learning and growing, or, this is a challenging situation, but I'm going to do my best. Remember, even the most successful people have had their fair share of setbacks. 2. Celebrate your strengths. We all have things we're naturally good at. Maybe you're a whiz with numbers, a creative genius, or just a really good listener. Take some time to recognize and appreciate those strengths. Write them down, tell someone about them. Let yourself bask in the glow of your awesomeness. 3. Practice gratitude. This one's a game changer. When you focus on what you're grateful for, big or small, it shifts your perspective from negativity to positivity. Start a gratitude journal. Write down 3 things you're thankful for each day. It might seem simple, but it can make a huge difference in how you feel about yourself and the world around you. 4. Challenge perfectionism. Let's be real, perfection is an illusion. Striving for it only sets us up for disappointment. Learn to embrace good enough. Done is better than perfect. 5. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. We all make mistakes. We all have flaws. That's what makes us human. Forgive yourself, learn from your experiences, and move forward. Remember that time when you were working on that project and it just wasn't coming together? Maybe you felt like you weren't smart enough or capable enough. You might have even started to doubt yourself. But then, you took a step back, breathed deeply, and reminded yourself that it was okay to struggle. You acknowledged your feelings, gave yourself some grace, and kept going. And guess what? You probably learned something valuable along the way. That's self-acceptance in action. It's not about ignoring your flaws or pretending everything is perfect. It's about acknowledging who you are, strengths and all, and choosing to move forward with kindness and courage. So, my friends, take a moment today to practice self-acceptance. Look in the mirror and say, I see you, I accept you, and I love you. Because trust me, your future self will thank you for it. And remember, if you're feeling overwhelmed or stuck, don't hesitate to reach out. There are people who care about you and want to help. Until next time, Keep detaching from the noise and embracing your beautiful, authentic selves.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.